98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Thursday's Big Breakfast Bite Sizers. We're not doing the bite sizes now. No. Thursday's Big Breakfast. Good morning.
You can do the bite sizes if you want. I just can't ever go with
it. You have to do it.
Huh? Yeah. Who says that? Nobody.
Well, if I'm going to do it and you're going to back me up, you have to do it as well.
No, that's the thing. I'm not going to back you up on it, so I don't have to do it.
We need to address something, what we spoke about, and you seem to be a little bit shocked by it.
Go on.
The fact that I don't really, I'm not into The Lion King.
How's your mama in the summers?
Music from a fantastic, amazing, beautiful animation, but I think I was 19 when it came out, so it was never on my radar as a thing.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think, like, when you were 19, mm-hmm. what kids' movies were out. Did you like get sucked in? Are you obsessed with that movie when you were 19?
Let's test it.
So think what you were doing when you were 19.
Should have done this on the radio tomorrow.
I know.
Go ahead.
We can do it tomorrow.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
The big kids movie when you were 19, this is scary, was WALL-E.
WALL-E.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
The Pixar movie.
Yeah.
That I absolutely love, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's ridiculous. Well, to be fair to you, you were a lot older when... Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not older as you are. When The Lion King came out, how old were you?
19.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Keep going then. I'm trying to figure it out there. Didn't work.
Quantum of Solace.
Oh, brilliant. One of my favourite James Bond movies.
All right. That wasn't the kids one. Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, really, really good.
Yeah.
Jack Black.
So, but that's another kids movie.
Okay. But The Lion King is a kids movie.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get into the psyche of, like, did you go to the cinema to go to see these kids' movies?
Yeah, I went to see all those.
Okay.
I had a date with my first girlfriend.
Big Disney movie, Bedtime Stories that year.
Bedtime Stories?
Yeah.
What was it about?
It was about a guy who works in this kind of resort, and he has to look after his kids, and every story that he tells comes true. So if it's raining Smarties...
Oh, that sounds interesting. Is Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
How did I know?
I did it without... Okay, Horton here's a who.
One of the best Jim Carrey movies of all time. He has a little civilization on a little piece of flower that he's trying to keep safe.
Mm.
And it's all about how being different is totally okay. I love that movie.
It is brilliant. Madagascar 2.
Much better than the first one. Great opening.
Yeah. Was that the one plane. With the mech? King Julian?
Yeah, oh, King Julian. And then the other guy, I got me with you. And then they build a plane. It's fucking
so great. They were the kids' movies of that year. One of my favourite movies, actually, of that year when you were 19 is Pineapple Express.
Yeah, it hasn't really aged well, though.
But that would have been like your kind of like...
Oh, I was
I'm
blazed,
19.
Yeah.
This is like so like when I was... Let me think. Like it would have been like Go would have been and Dazed and Confused would have been the movies when I was 19.
You're so old. And I mean that in purely a time sense, as in that seems like another lifetime to me. That's mad. What is the age gap between the two of us? If I'm 30 and you're 44
3
44? Okay, 43.
Nearly.
So there's a big old age gap. That's mad. So I don't have any mates who are 43. I don't hang around with anybody other than you who's 43.
Yeah.
So all my you're like a you're a trailblazer.
A trailblazer.
Yeah. Well, I'm making all of my assumptions on people at that age from you because I spend more time with you than them.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that I'm your average 43-year-old.
You're insulting 43-year-olds there.
I'm not.
Technically, if you're saying you're not like a 43-year-old, then you're better than them.
I certainly don't feel like one.
Nah, that's different. Should they feel worse?
Yeah. I'm in complete denial about it anyway. So.
I think we're all going to be anyway. I'm in denial that I'm 30. It's okay. But also, you're gifted with a unique job description where a normal 43-year-old, if they're working in a really, really horrible managerial role that they don't like, they're going to feel worse anyway. You've got one very creative, and your hobby is your career.
Mm.
So you're lucky in that sense. So that's why you won't act like a typical.
I am my own boss.
Well, there's a guy next door who would say different.
One of my jobs, I am my own boss.
Yeah. Well, no, you're married, you're not, though. So
Actually, do you know what? I don't have any control over my life.
Well, I'm glad that you realised this on the Big Breakfast Bite Size podcast, not on the radio. If you would like to hear the radio tomorrow, you can tune in from 6 till 10. The best bit's on the way.
Yeah. By the way, it's Luke's last show for a week because I don't know if this is mentioned through the podcast. What are you doing next week?
It permeated a little bit through, I think. It leaked through. Holidays, bitches!
Subscribe. 98 FM's
Big Breakfast. That's All Saints, Pure Shores on 98 FM. They play August 15th at Leopardstown Racecourse. Get this, 17 quid to see them. That's it.
Bargain.
Yeah, live at Leopardstown.
Playing them for a specific reason, though, you see, Coop.
Oh, the countdown.
Only around the corner. I don't know, do you do this before you're going away? But I've been looking at my weather app. And I'm just looking ahead. I keep going like, next 10 days. And I've been doing that past month. So, like, I haven't seen what the next 10 days of sun is going to be like when I'm actually in Spain. But now it's a pretty good look ahead, right? So,
okay.
Actually, do you know what? Let's do Ireland first, shall we? That's Southside Dublin, right? So the next couple of days, you've got 12 degrees, 9 degrees, 9 degrees, 10 degrees. It's raining on Tuesday and it's raining on Thursday. The hottest it's going to be is 13 degrees.
You don't need to do that.
Why?
Because you don't need to tell us what it's going to be like while you're off for the summer.
I am. I know. I'm just giving it some context, right? So that's you, right? Now me, on the other hand, over the next 10 days in Almeria in Spain, right? We got 23 degrees, 22, 22, 23. Bit cloudy on Wednesday, but sure, sometimes that's nice because you can go places.
Bit humid though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, be nice though. 22 then Thursday, 22 Friday, 23 Saturday. And I'm back then Sunday. So looking ahead, it's actually going to be very nice over there.
You're an asshat.
I know. Few questions. I rent cars every time I go abroad because I think it's nice to have the option to just feck off somewhere instead of being stuck in the hotel. So I've never gone without already booking a car. So I'm just wondering which is cheaper, if you online booker or if you get there and you find some dodgy dude.
Yeah, I've noticed that, like, especially in Ibiza, there's the car rental places on corners that look really dodgy.
Yeah.
It looks like they're closed.
But cheap.
Yeah, but insurance wise and stuff, I would just go with a reputable place.
And, so sensible.
But that's just me, safety Steve.
See, the problem is with that whole safety thing is every time I booked a car, I've fully loaded her with insurance and all that stuff. Thinking
booked
that
a Mustang the last time you rented a car. Like.
Yeah, but again, I insured the wheels just in case I curb it because they could get you. They really get you on some of the things.
Yeah.
And every time I've rented a car, nothing has happened. Yeah, but like, why did I pay for all that stuff?
Just in case.
I hate just in case.
98 FM's Big Breakfast. Are you feeling me? Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body on 98 FM. It's 6:24. Let's do something. Remember when Netflix put out it was the Bandersnatch episode of
Black Mirror.
Thank you. And you have to choose the story of which way it's going to go. I haven't watched it yet, but something arrived yesterday at Netflix ad. We had so much fun with it. It's called You Versus Wild. It's Bear Grylls.
Mm.
And
talking about this when you were gone.
Were you?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really, really good. So did you play a clip of it before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But hey, look, man, I want to hear it again.
I'll tell you what, there was a point in it where this happened.
So what's it going to be? Eat it or leave it?
So we made Bear Grylls eat the poo.
Oh,
and he lived. Then we chose the other one then because we did it again and he robbed a squirrel's nuts. Nice and he starched some of his nuts.
Okay.
And because he was looking for a mountain dog.
I really want you to watch the actual Bandersnatch episode now.
Oh, really?
Because it's so... They found that, because they can see the choices, that people are essentially horrible and they made him, just like that, do all the horrible things. So while you're looking at a guy eating poo, in the Bandersnatch thing, you're killing people and you're killing dogs and stuff.
Can you go a nice route down Bandersnatch? Yeah. It's like, maybe not go down that alleyway.
You can, yeah.
Oh, really?
It was really boring.
Oh, okay.
But there's going to be loads of these coming out now, this whole choice thing.
And for kids, it is so much fun. Mm. Like, we literally spent the afternoon trying to kill Bear Grylls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also right. Horrible for him because he would have had to do everything twice.
I know. There was one where he had to get rescue a doctor in a jungle, and yeah, they make him climb a slippery wall, like in a cave, or climb a rope which he doesn't know how long it's been there for. So yeah, we're like, try the wall, and you know, I'm not going to tell you what happens. You'll have to do it yourself. It is great crack. It's a really good crack. So I highly recommend it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
and also watch Bandersnatch.
I'm still frightened of it.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Hello, my love. It's Westlife on 98FM. It's coming to 20 to 7. Good morning.
Good morning. So on 98FM here, we play quite a lot of music, but every now and again, we'll take a second and just, I don't know, try and just reset the brain, get it to wake up a little bit so we're not talking nonsense. Someone that helps us do that is a producer called Suzanne.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, you're also going to learn a little bit.
Oh, always love learning.
Yeah, because it's heads or tails. So it's a couple of headlines that have happened around the world, but some are also made up. And it's up to yourself and Cooper to figure out what is what.
Okay. Morning, Peter.
Hiya, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Oh, okay, I'm going to wait for your cue.
I was waiting for you to say, let's go or something. You know what I mean? I thought you were still talking to Peter. Okay, you want to give me a finger?
Yeah, go for it. Tragedy with steps as singer H takes a trip.
He was in a band called Steps, Luke. His name is H.
I know. His name definitely was not H, though, was it?
It was H.
From birth?
Yeah, yeah.
He was called H?
Yeah.
His mam named him H?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Lie. This lie to me, is it?
Cruel, isn't it?
Who's doing this, Suzanne?
Luke, you go
first.
Oh,
right. Okay. Yeah. He took a trip. Like, what's wrong? Where'd he go? Ibiza? The Venga Boys? I don't know. Yeah, that's going to happen. That's true. And so?
It's a tale.
Ah, for flip, what you mean? How do you not know he didn't make a trip?
Written in the sense that he had a fall.
Oh, that's different now.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trapped with that one, Steve.
You were.
All right, next one, Coop. Army loses vehicle after being painted in camouflage.
No. Yeah, actually, yeah. I reckon this is real.
Go on.
I know we always joke about, you know, sometimes I wear my camouflage trainers and it's like, you don't have any shoes on, I can't see your feet. Doesn't matter what situation we're in. So I reckon that this has really happened.
It has happened.
Yes. Amazing.
Yeah. Happened in Australia. They camouflaged it so well they couldn't find it again.
Fair dinkum.
Wow, that's mad. Okay, the last one. Time maybe for me to crawl back a point.
Yeah. Ice baby. Mum says her toddler is addicted to iced tea.
So is there caffeine in iced tea?
Yeah.
Oh, well then there you go, lads.
Yeah, caffeine and a lot of sugar.
So I've never had a cold iced tea.
I love iced tea.
Doesn't seem like a good idea.
Iced tea, a pineapple iced tea. Oh, God.
Again, not intriguing.
Yum.
Where was this?
It doesn't say.
Well, then it's definitely happened. Because it's non-specific.
What do you think of?
I think it's happened.
You're both wrong.
Oh.
Flip it.
Well, who made up that? How do you know that hasn't happened, though? You know what I mean?
What? That's not the aim of the game. It's not that somewhere in the world it might have happened.
Oh, okay, because that's a long name for a game.
Yes. Yeah.
Davichi Levels on 98FM. This is The Big Breakfast at 6:42. Good morning.
Thanks, Sue.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Miley Cyrus and Mark Ronson, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. It's 7:08 on The Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Good morning.
It's getting very close now. Awfully close.
Three days, 18 hours.
For the normal people.
Oh.
But me, who is attached to a radio show and by and large a radio station, has been invited up north to interview the cast, and apparently we're getting to see the episode before anybody else. I'm not bragging, it's just the biggest thing has ever happened to me.
You've been bragging about this all week.
I'm very attached.
That you're going on holidays next week.
Yeah, that's true.
So, exactly, like,
yeah, that's true. I'm having a good run.
Yeah.
I'm on a good run. Nothing wrong with that. But so there's lots of Game of Thrones news you see coming out, lots of people doing press and everything. They're all chatting about the new season. And this is kind of funny. So the names in Game of Thrones are ridiculous. Doesn't make it, like, some of the languages as well, like Valar Morghulis.
Uh-huh.
Only Game of Thrones people will know what I'm talking about. But anyway, nerds. We put together some of the bits of the cast trying to spell Daenerys Targaryen, which is one of the lead characters.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah, can you do it? They call her Dani sometimes.
So D-A-N-I. Okay,
that's
so
perfect.
Oh, it's a girl. Okay, so Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah.
D-A...
Y-N? Oh, D-A-I?
Let's see if they can do better than you.
Find out Daenerys Targaryen. D-A-N. Oh, I'm getting it wrong.
There's a Y in it somewhere. A D, a Y in this. Okay, I can give you that.
D-E-A? D-A-E?
So bad.
N?
No.
Y? Oh, Dan. Capital T-A-R-A-G-A. Oh, it's so wrong.
Was there an E-R-S or an R-S? I couldn't even do a Targaryen. I can barely do Seaworth.
Dan Air.
Ross.
D-A-E-N-E-R-Y-S.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
T-A-R.
Come on.
G-A.
Come on.
Ah, no. Is it like Aryan?
Oh,
like,
for God's sake, you were there all day trying to do Spanish, it's such difficult.
How do you spell it?
Oh, so D-A-E-N-A-R-Y-S, and then Targaryen is T-A-R-G-A-R-Y-E-N.
Ah, that's what I was going to say.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
It is frustrating when people can't spell your name correctly, though. Like, your second name, I have to look at my email every time because it's quite difficult to spell.
I know.
But, like, my name is straightforward to spell.
And people still get it wrong.
Yeah.
P-H. Coming up, by the way, I love some of the texts from people that we've had this week from people that have literally just started watching it because of all this. Well, we're running the competition to send somebody up north, and we've got the Now TV passes, so people are actually starting, which I'm delighted with because we get to be all nerds together.
This is Neo and Closer on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Neo Closer at 98FM. It's 7:15 and this is the Big Breakfast on 98FM. How's it going?
Good. We were just talking about Game of Thrones there, and we got this text in just after saying about one of the episodes. So I said people were watching Game of Thrones and that's great and everything. Yeah. Tina says, yeah, Luke, it's great that everyone's watching Game of Thrones, but FYI, and then in all caps, do not watch the first episode of Game of Thrones with your nan. And then all these emojis of shocked faces. You know what happens at the end of the first episode?
The kid.
Yeah, as well. But then there's also some stuff as well.
I missed stuff?
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, essentially, Tina is right. You shouldn't really watch the first episode. Unless your nan is super cool. But there's lots of things that you shouldn't watch with your nan. Like Titanic.
What happens in Titanic? Oh, because
the hand.
Don't see anything in that. Do you?
Yeah, a bit of that.
Do you?
Yeah. Give me another one. What else shouldn't you watch with your nan? Oh, all right. Hey, never mind me and you. 0877-98-98-98. Name a movie scene that your parents or your nan, if they were sitting next to you, you'd be like, will we turn it off for a second? Turn the volume down. 0877-98-98-98.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
While You Making Me Dance on 98FM at 7:22.
We were talking about the scenes in movies that you shouldn't really watch with your parents or grandparents. Because Game of Thrones is out and there is that first episode in the season where you're like, oh, okay, maybe that's not suitable for who I thought it was actually suitable for.
Doesn't nearly every episode in Game of Thrones have something that you shouldn't be watching with your parents?
Why I watch it. We're getting all these texts in. We're going to come back to this in a second, but this one came in from Fiona. She says, forgetting Sarah Marshall, definitely. My dad brought my sister and I to see it when we were 15 and 12. He stormed out of the cinema when it was over to complain to the people selling tickets that they didn't warn him it wasn't suitable. So I tried to find a clip that I could play of Forgetting Sarah Marshall. All I could find was... That's it. That's all I can play, legally.
That's the water slide scene, wasn't it?
Yeah, keep them coming in. 98FM's
Big Breakfast. Sarah Larson, Roomy Life on 98FM. It's just gone 7:45.
So, hopefully no kids are listening. You probably are, but look, we'll keep it PG, don't worry. These are movies that maybe you shouldn't watch with your parents, no matter what age you are. There are just some movies that, like The Wolf of Wall Street comes to mind very soon.
Who goes to see that with their parents?
Like, it's on Netflix, so maybe you just stick it on because it's a Martin Scorsese movie and you think, oh, nanny, you love that.
Nope.
There's loads of these. Here's one from Rebecca.
So we were like, you know what? Let's watch Abducted in Plain Sight. Now, it was only just out, so I hadn't heard any reviews, hadn't heard anything about it. Thought it was just going to be, you know, a normal kidnap story. Until they started talking about the affairs and how the dad helped out his friends. Mm-hmm. If you've watched it, you know what I mean. Yeah, that was not a fun documentary to watch with my parents.
Oh. So I'll write that down. What's it called? Abducted in Plain Sight. Okay.
Yeah, don't watch that.
Mark it off the list.
There's loads here. Titanic, Wolf of Wall Street came in multiple times. There's a few movies you can't watch with your folks. Usually any Sacha Baron Cohen movies.
Yeah.
But my mom thinks he's gas. That's even weirder, I think, if your mom is like into it. Like, oh, look, he's in a mankini.
Yeah. My one that I watched with my parents was it's probably really embarrassing because it's such an innocent scene. So if you think back to the 80s and where a scene of a silhouette scene from Top Gun. Can't see anything, but yeah, it's the silhouette and the whole suggestion of Maverick and what's her name? Sabre.
Shelley, what do you think? Is Top Gun inappropriate?
Totally inappropriate, but yes. Sadly, it's my husband's religion, so I've seen it over and over again.
He seems like a cool dude.
He was an Air Corps pilot. So.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Look at you. Shelley, good morning. What was did you watch this with your parents, or did you accidentally put this on with your kids, or what was the crack?
No, I watched this with my mom to cheer her up, and I was thinking of it more from my point of view, because I quite enjoy a bit of Zac Efron, and I thought, you know, Robert De Niro is in it.
What's the movie?
It'll be funny. Dirty Grandpa.
Dirty Grandpa.
About 2 minutes into the film, I went, I did not think this through. But she was laughing so much at that stage, I couldn't turn it off.
Could you describe, with knowing that you're on the radio, what specific point you went, ooh?
Well, Grandpa has just buried his beloved wife. So you're thinking, oh, this is going to be lovely. And the grandson has taken him on a road trip. And walks in on a very intimate alone moment that Grandpa is enjoying himself at. And I'm sitting beside my mother.
Alone moment. That is the is the best way to describe it. You are you are PG on the nose. Well done. We were so nervous. Suze was literally very nervous.
Oh. Finger on the button.
Shelley, thank you so much for that. We'll send you at IMC Movie Passes for a play to you.
Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Thank you so much.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM. Five questions. €500. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Good morning, Amy. How's it going this morning?
Hi, morning.
Who's playing with you?
It's my uncle, Andrew.
All right. Hi. What's going on, Andrew? How are you?
Everything's good, good.
Good. You're sitting in traffic. Where are you off to?
Well, we're going to work, but we just pulled over because I'm actually about to get out of the car, so I need his help.
Oh, okay. Do you work together?
No, we work in two different insurance companies. He just gives me a list.
Are you rivals?
He's the health insurance, I'm motor insurance, so...
Oh, okay. Well...
Well, he's the health insurance. Get his number for Luke.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been years asking me to get health insurance. I just don't see the point. I mean, what would you need?
Till you're on a waiting list, Luke. Huh? Yeah. Till you're on a waiting list. All right. Do you know how to play? Do you know all the rules, Amy and Andrew?
Oh, we do. We listen every morning, yeah.
Right, thank you so much. Well, five questions, €500. Get one wrong.
And you're gone.
€25.
I always find it funny when we ask, you know, do you know the rules? And people go, yeah, definitely. And then Cooper goes, five questions, €500, get one wrong. And there's just silence.
Awkward silence.
I love that. I sit here and I laugh to myself. Okay, for €25, which of these is the name of an airline? Woohoo, Wow, or Wahey?
Wow.
Wow. Recently just closed down, as far as I know.
Wow.
A load of people got stranded. Yeah.
You got £25. Well done.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! What would you like to do? Move on for €50 or take the cash?
Oh no, we have to move on. We'd be going mad at the radio when someone takes the cash.
€50.
We'd be going mad as well, but we don't express it because we're sort of controlled radio broadcasters. For €50, complete the name of this RTE TV show. Can't cope. I'll go again. RTE TV show starts with can't cope, ends with.
Won't cope.
Yay!
Oh God, you scared us there.
Yeah. All right, okay. Now you got 50 quid and you're reaching that moment that you're nearly halfway there. Question three is worth 100 euro. What you want to do?
Oh, we're going ahead, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100 euro.
Amy, has the Uncle Andrew helped us all?
Yeah, he has, yeah. He's just whispering.
Oh, I love that. Okay, well, whispering Andrew and Amy here both work in insurance companies. And they're on question three for 100 euro. It's a bit of a tricky one, but you never know. By what stage name is musician Andrew Byrne better known?
Andrew Byrne?
Yeah.
Can you give us a clue?
He's from Bray and he's quite tall. Quick.
No idea.
No! Hosier!
Oh,
seriously?
I know, right?
Oh, no.
Seriously, that's the best answer to not winning I've ever heard.
Imagine his parents didn't call him Hosier.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, devastated.
Sorry, Amy. Look, because you're devastated and technically you're there with a relative, we'll send you IMC movie passes. How about that?
Happy days. Yeah, I'll take
thanks.
That.
There you go. Cool. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks a lot.
No bother. See you. Bye. Bye, Andrew.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
International music superstar Andrew Byrne there on 98 FM.
I don't think I've mentioned it. I think this is kind of like my 30th birthday, where I may have mentioned it once or twice over the course of the 6 months we were talking about it. But I'm on holidays on Saturday. I just want to say it. I want to advise, like a PSA, public service announcement.
Okay.
So this, I've realised that everybody should do this. Should never, ever, ever, ever again. I'm never doing it again. Book an early flight. Book an evening flight, 4 o'clock or so. It's just going to be so much nicer. Think of a normal holiday. You have to get up at a stupid o'clock.
Yeah.
And then you have to get the kids are groggy. And you're like, come on, we're going to miss the plane. You get there, everybody looks like a zombie. Mm-hmm. You can't have like a little drink or a bit of food because it's too early. And then you get on a plane and you're trying to fall asleep and you can't because the window is like on your neck. If you get an evening time, you're well rested. You can have a nice drink, bit of food, have the kids go play in the thing. God, I can't wait.
I completely 100% disagree with
what?
You.
What?
Yeah. I think get the early flight, get your holiday started ASAP, and then you're on holiday. You're instead of like, you wake up that day and you're just like, oh, I can't wait to go to the airport. Will we go early? We go 4 hours early? 5 hours early?
No, what?
It's a 2 hour flight.
You're just arguing because of the safety regulations.
No. I hate airports. Two, I hate flying. So I just get there, get it over in Dublin, get in your holiday and chill. I think, though, as a public service announcement for yourself, stop bloody talking about your holiday. Someone's going to thump you.
Please don't stop the music. 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Rihanna, don't stop the music on 98 FM. It's 8:28.
You've caused a rift now. You split.
No, I think you are the one who's caused a rift.
You've wrecked everybody. Everyone's siding with you, which is ridiculous. You've obviously paid them. When I said that it's better to go late to an airport to get a flight on holidays, like 4 o'clock, as opposed to going stupidly early. And everyone seems to be agreeing with you here.
Yeah, lads, you definitely go on an early flight. You go on the early flight, then you have the actual day. That day on holiday, especially if you're going somewhere sunny. No. You're going the late flight, you've missed a whole day.
No, I have a late flight back, you see, Econ. So, no.
I don't like a late flight back either. I like to get, if your holiday's done, it's done. Instead of like sitting around saying, we'll just go to the airport again.
No, get a bit of food. Get a bit of food.
Yeah, but you know, the taxi service isn't great around here. Oh. Don't trust them.
I can't, it's weird as well that everybody's agreeing with you. I mean, like, I can't be wrong, sure. That doesn't happen.
98 FM's.
Irish music from Seoul, Love Tonight. She actually sounds like J-Lo, doesn't she?
Yeah, but better. No, it's not the Big Ride Home with Dara Quilty. I wouldn't want you to get confused. It is, however, 99 days until the brand new Lion King movie. I know this because Disney emailed me yesterday and said there's 100 days. They literally said that. I don't know how you feel about it. How do you feel about the new Lion King?
I was not the generation that was into The Lion King anyway, so I'm not a fan of it.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see this, though.
All right, not a fan of The Lion King. Well, that was his last day on The Big Breakfast. It's an amazing movie. Obviously, one of the most emotional scenes of all time, no matter what it is, with Mufasa. I won't ruin it for you if you haven't seen it. I like that, but enough. So the new trailer came out for it, and as you know, I don't really, not really into the trailer things, but I'm willing to play a little bit of it.
Okay.
And I don't, we'll see what happens. I don't want it to spoil, you know what I mean? It's probably the same story. I don't want it to spoil it.
I think it's exactly the same story.
Okay.
Begging for scraps.
Oh.
Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give.
Oh.
Use the force, young lion cub.
Yeah, it's the same actor as Mufasa in the original ones, which is incredible. Also, the voice, yeah, James Earl Jones of Star Wars. But the cast is incredible. So Seth Rogen is Pumbaa, brilliant because of his laugh.
Yeah,
we've got Donald Glover, obviously massive fan of Childish Gambino. He is Simba. Young Nala is in there as well. Chitiwell Ejiofor is Scar. He is deadly. El Chitiwell was a guy in 12 Years a Slave.
Oh yeah.
And then a whole host of Beyonce is Nala when she's older. John Oliver is Zazu. Brilliant. Ron Atkinson was the original Zazu. John Oliver is
cool.
Perfect. I think this has the ingredients for a brilliant movie, unlike Aladdin, which looks like a hot mess.
Oh.
Gotta have balance.
The animation of it, if you look at the trailer, is absolutely incredible. It looks like you're watching David Attenborough and then they all start singing and dancing.
Oh, cool. All right, looking forward to that.
It's The Greatest Day from Take That. It's 10 to 9.
99 days.
98 FM's Big Breakfast. Today this could
be Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98 FM. Oh, so Suze, you're here to manhandle this machine.
Yeah, it got cleaned yesterday. Do you notice it looks a bit fancy this morning? Shiny. Can see your reflection in it.
Quite, I mean, yeah, if that's your definition of clean, I'd hate to see your gap.
Well, it's the best it's going to get.
So.
All right, so you do the thing.
Yeah, I'll go for the silver looking one on the top there.
Oh. That one?
Yeah. Tiny silver envelope to go with this game.
Ooh.
And it's a brand new one for the 9:15 Mystery Machine.
Oh, dear.
This one is called Sing the Intro.
Sing the Intro.
Yeah, very so good. It's not like Beat the Intro. What you're going to hear is a couple of clips. Have you noticed before that sometimes when we play a song on 98FM, the artist sings 98FM at the start of the clip?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Fair play to us for getting them.
I know, yeah. It's a lot of money to get Rihanna to sing at the start.
98 yeah. FM, yeah.
So we'll take the first one as an example. So we're going to take it and you can tell me what the song is. 98
FM. Why'd you get to be thrills?
Oh, it's thrills.
Why'd you get to get pills?
It is.
Katy Perry. Don't be afraid to catch pills. Wow.
Okay, so you see how it works.
One more time. 98 FM. Who's that?
That's Calvin Harris, don't you know? Yeah.
It's a Calvin Harris.
It is. It's actually Calvin Harris's roommate.
Yeah, it cost $1 million to get Calvin Harris to do that. Okay. Cooper, you're up first. What is this song?
What's his name? Charlie Puth.
What's the song?
Doesn't matter. It's Charlie Puth. Damn it.
It's Charlie Puth. How long has this
been going on? Cool.
Okay, I'll give you a half point for that.
We just hear Charlie Puth again. God, fair play, John. That's impressive. Very impressive. Okay, next one for me.
Yeah.
Stop. That's very good. As in the person, Chris Martin there sounding great singing 98.
That is Chris Martin, yeah.
Very good.
Okay, you're on an even score. Okay. Cooper, you're up next. 98
FM. Oh, we don't want to jump in.
Do it again.
No, we only get one play.
I'll go on, do it again.
For God's sake. 98 FM. There, you can't hear that. Would you stop? Right again. 98
FM.
No.
Told you you couldn't. Cake by the Ocean.
Yes. Oh, yes. DNC. Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Okay, Luke.
I've got a few more here. All right. Ooh.
Who's singing that?
I know.
She's a small blonde girl, isn't she?
Kinda.
Maybe one more time. Oh no, it's Fleur East, sorry.
What's the song?
Give it to me.
I'll give you that. Yes. Okay, score recap. Okay. Luke, with a point stolen off Cooper, you have 3 points. Cooper, you're only on half a point so far.
Yeah,
best of luck.
All right, Cooper, you're
here's,
next.
He's on the field.
98 FM. Jonas Blue.
What do you think?
Where did we go to? Oh, damn it.
We just played it, didn't we?
Didn't we just play it?
Don't look.
What are you looking at? Are you looking at your laptop for?
It is Jonas Blue.
Oh, my God. He cheated.
I said Jonas Blue.
Yeah, but we wanted the song.
Oh, you doubted me. Oh, I knew it was Mama.
No, take that point off him. He looked at the screen.
Half a point.
That's shocking. We're going to be your right. Try
those eyes. You didn't say I was right with Jonas Blue, so I had to second guess it.
Luke, you are in the lead with 3 points. Cooper, you've made up 1 point. This is the final one.
Nice. That is Nothing Breaks Like a Heart by Miley Cyrus and Mark Ronson for the full title. Yeah. This world can hurt you. It does you. Can we just come back to how unlike Miley Cyrus, Miley Cyrus sounds?
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.